大家好，欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者王鑫。 Lost Profession Itinerant Barber。 Chongqing is an inclusive city that embraces everything and always gives you surprises, especially around the Spring Festival. At the corner of slopes or on the sides of stairs hide unexpectedly some old masters.Who have their simple tools set in a dim small place where lights are on only when a customer arrives. Being one of the surprises, street barber shops are similar to, but not quite the same as shops for sharpening scissors and the kitchen knives, and the shops for writing Spring Festival couplets and selling Spring Festival goods. With the prevalence of hair salons, this old craft is losing its place among young people. However,In places where they pay no heed to, the elder generation of itinerant barber lives on shaving. Normally, there are a few people around street barber shop, and even the barber himself or herself does not stay around all day long. Often seen in elderly people either squatting or sitting in small groups next to the humble barber shop, smoking and chatting, while waiting for customers with leisure.Such a scene is rarely seen nowadays. As the saying goes, the loads carried by itinerant barbers on the shoulder poles are hot at one end and cold at the other. One end of the load is a sorghum pole with a small bucket, which connects a furnace at the bottom, a water jug in the middle, and a basin and a looking glass at the top.On the other end is a stool with a small drawer serving as a simple tool box, with main tools ranging from razor, leather razor strobe, to scissors, comb, and whetstone, etc. It is with this set of tools that the generations of itinerant barbers have established their roots over the course of history. That's the way it was decades ago. Things are different now.Handed down from generation to generation, shaving skills have been gradually improved and tools constantly updated. You could tell the difference when you walk into today's barbershop. As society advances, denser sediments make itinerant barbers stay in a place, rather than carrying shoulder poles with loads to various villages to give haircuts. So they gradually settled in some part of the city.The transition from peddling in the village to doing business in a shop is not entirely induced by social development. As the older generation of itinerant barbers ages, they by and by lose the ability to carry heavy burdens from streets to streets, whereas the new generation of barbers prefers to open a barber shop in a fixed site. In such case,Only the older generation still sticks to the old-fashioned business model. Located in back streets and quiet alleys, street barbershop also acts as a gathering place for the elderly to reunite with their neighbors, relatives, and friends. On the one hand, the old people have more confidence in the skills of their decade-long friend. On the other hand,They can take the opportunity to catch up with old friends and relive the youth they once shared. I guess for those itinerant barbers now, it is not so much about earning a living out of shaving as it is about maintaining relationships in the long-existed human society. Nowadays, people have higher pursuit for beauty and fashion and stronger demand for more diversified and abundant Spring Festival goods.Whereas fewer folk artisans write Spring Festival couplets on the street, and traditional barbershops are gradually superseded by luxuriously decorated beauty salons. Probably the last generation of barbers will mark the imminent disappearance of the itinerant barbershop from the street. Indeed, the disappearance of a harmonious integration of traditional culture and delicate craftsmanship. Topic of the today.Have you seen a street barbershop before? Share your experience with us in the comment section below. Thank you.